This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، first of all, it's a good problem to have, not enough space. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless everybody for making the time and the effort to come here. And some people are standing. I hope you can stand for 1 hour, inshallah. Sitting in the passageway. This is all part of the effort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the organizers and everybody participating today. As is our topic, from darkness to light, I thought it very apt if we start with a verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector, the helper of the believers, those who have believed. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who would remove those believers from darkness to light. So our topic, very aptly, I think it must have been in the minds of those who chose it, that this verse is so suited for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to receive the message and give us the motivation to practice, inshallah, myself first and then you, for a few minutes. Because in reality, I'd rather prefer to sit in the audience and listen to Ustad Wahaj talk than me standing here. So I'm going to just do an introduction for what he's going to tell us, inshallah. What I want to talk about, inshallah, for a few minutes is about this, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And you will see I'm going from left to right. So from darkness to light. And I want to first talk about darkness. So let's talk about the uncomfortable things first. And then we'll talk about the positive things, inshallah. But truly, from my mind and my knowledge and limited intellect, there's nothing I can tell you. So I'm only going to base my discussion on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about dhulumat and what this side, dhulumat and nur in the Quran. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? We'll find that in Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this situation or this condition of darkness. Now we must understand, we know that darkness and light are two such things that never combine. They never mix. When the one is present, the other is absent. When it's night, we wait till the sun rises and day comes. When it's day, we wait for the sun to set and then it's night. So the one is interchanged by the other. That's physical darkness and light. I'm sure you know we're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about that spiritual darkness, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, will save us from. And the spiritual light that we need for our Savior. May Allah ta'ala guide us, inshaAllah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that spiritual darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says two things. First of all, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, to those who disbelieved. And alhamdulillah, that's not us. May Allah save us from being. Nonetheless, understand the explanation of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعًا, that their deeds are like that mirage in the lowlands. We can understand it if you're a person that does long distance driving. And you're going through a valley and the road is dipping, especially on a warm day. You will see ahead of you, some distance looks like there's water on the road. Can you drive and you never reach water? It's just a mirage, a reflection on the street. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the deeds of the disbelievers are such like that mirage. يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. The thirsty person thinks, there's water, I'm going to get water. And he keeps driving, thinking I'm going to reach the water. But what's the reality? حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ. When he reaches there, لَمْ يَجِدْهُ. Doesn't find it water. لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. It's actually nothing at all. That's one part. More specific to our discussion today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, a line or so further down in the same verse, أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ. All their deeds are like ظلمات, darknesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the plural word of ظلمات, ظلمة, ظلمات, Allah ta'ala says. In other words, not one, many, perpetual, one after the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّ. That it's in that very dark, busy ocean. يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ سَحَبٌ. So imagine, deep down in the ocean. And above that is a wave. And above the wave is these storm clouds. Darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ. When that person tries to lift his hand and see it, لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. Will not be able to see. Imagine yourself in such darkness for a moment. Where even if you put your hand in front of you with your eyes open, with our ability to see, I can't see my hand. That's how dark it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجَعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورٌ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. May Allah save us. Allah says, if Allah did not decide for a particular person light and nur, you will not get it. Now for a moment, having those, well, one verse, very lengthy one, in our minds, I cannot talk about your life, but I can reflect on my own. There are many things in my life I did I'm not proud of. Now we think back of that moment when we did a thing or an act that we know it is in direct disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, I know it is disobedience to Allah, but there's nothing preventing me from still committing the sin. There's nothing preventing me from still being negligent as a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is that? With iman, we recognize Allah. We know that we're being disobedient. Yet with all of those things, we should bring about a natural disposition of obedience to Allah. We still find ourselves in disobedience, neglect with our salah, doing things we shouldn't. Why is it? It's this very verse that makes sense. That we find ourselves, I don't know about you, but myself, in those positions because of this layers and layers and layers of spiritual darkness. That it's preventing us from seeing the nur and the light that exists out there. Again, why is that? Let's look at what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. A hadith of Ibn Majah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. Innal mu'min idha aznaba dhanban. A believer, or the believer, when he or she commits a sin, kanat nuktatun sawda'u fi qalbi. One black dot appears on the heart of that person. فَإِنْ تَابَ. If the person repents. وَنَزَغَى. And they move away from it. They abandon that type of behavior. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ. And they seek Allah's forgiveness. سُقِيلَ قَلْبُ. His heart is polished and cleansed. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَإِنْ زَادَ زَادَتْ. But if the sins increase, the dots increase. If the sins increase, the black marks on the heart increase. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that some will reach a point where the heart is hard. It's known as al-qalbul qasi, hard-heartedness. We reach that point. Let's think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah says that there are some people, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Then your hearts become so hard. فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةَ. Ya Rabb, save us. فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةَ. Becomes like a rock. Allah Ta'ala says, أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةَ. May Allah save me and all of us. Sometimes our hearts become harder than rock. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully, if we can appreciate the beauty of the Quran, explains to me and you the difference between somebody whose heart is hard and the ability of a rock. Now we all can understand, what's a rock? How hard is it to break it? You try to smash it, we can't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ. There are some from amongst rocks. لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ. That from that rock, a stream can flow out of it. It's so hard, but water, that's a liquid, can flow out of it. Let's absorb that understanding. You mean that rock is very hard, but it still has a certain softness to it, that liquid and fluid and a stream can flow out of it. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا. Allah Ta'ala says there are some rocks, لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ. If they are split open, يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاء. You'll find water coming out. Again, it's so hard, but yet it has the ability to store something soft and liquid in it. More greater than that. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability and the strength to recognize Allah. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. There are some rocks that will even fall because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So rocks has that ability. Yet Allah Ta'ala says some people's hearts are even harder than that. Even harder than rock. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us soft hearts, inshallah. My purpose of citing these verses is purely just for us to understand ourselves. Then why is it that even though I know my act is unacceptable, I know it is wrong, I know it is in direct disobedience to Allah, I know I will suffer the consequence later, it's not becoming of a Muslim and a mu'min, but we still do it. Or it's not you. I still do it. It is this very reason that our hearts are, or my heart has become so hard, that it does not impact us. That even if the most beautiful verse of the Quran is mentioned, the most beautiful words of the Prophet ﷺ is discussed, it does not affect the heart. It just bounces off because it's so hard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften our hearts, inshallah. That's the bad news. Let's go for the good news, inshallah. For the next few minutes, I have half an hour and 15 minutes is up. So I want to spend the next few minutes talking about the nur side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, if I can find the verse first. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. That person, is he not that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his heart, the bosom and the heart of the person, lil-Islam. فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. That person is upon the nur from his Rabb. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, woe be upon those hard-hearted people who are distant and hard-hearted from the remembrance of Allah. As we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those believers who find tranquility in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alas, be aware, be known to you, bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. By the remembrance of Allah, hearts will become at ease and peace and tranquil. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hadid says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Is it not becoming of the believers أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that they create a fear in their hearts through the dhikr of Allah, وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and that of the truth has been revealed. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, and not be like those who received the book before. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, when time became so lengthy for them that their hearts became hard, became so used to a distant life from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, became comfortable with that lifestyle, that walking towards the nur and the light is doesn't seem important anymore, it's not relevant anymore, because this lifestyle of dhulumat and darkness is becoming enjoyable, finding comfort in it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our hearts. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us ahsan al-hadith, the best spoken statement, the best. Kitaban mutashabihan mathani, it's a book that is oft repeated and reiteration. More importantly for our purpose, تَقَشَعِرُ مِنْهُ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ, that when these verses are recited, the heart shivers of those who have some fear and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, their skin becomes soft, their hearts become soft for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabb, may Allah Ta'ala grant us that. That every part of our body becomes soft in recognition of the might and the power of Allah. That's worth striving for. That's worth making an effort for, to develop the nur. As we said, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورٍ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. If Allah doesn't wish it for us, we're not going to get it. So we need to work for it. Take ourselves gradually out of the darkness and into the nur. And it is there waiting for us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most beautifully, in my heart, this is probably amongst the most beautiful verses of the Quran. And it's such that even I, my weak Arabic understanding and language, I don't think I fully appreciate it. May Allah ta'ala guide us, inshallah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah ta'ala say? Allahu نور السماوات والأرض. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Now that should be sufficient. But no, Allah Ta'ala goes further, describing the beauty. My purpose of choosing this verse is that hope, that inshallah I will, and then you, me first, I need it the most, will see the need, the benefit, and the really the great benefit we'll achieve from the nur. May Allah Ta'ala grant it, inshallah. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتِ. First Allah Ta'ala says, imagine this. The nur of Allah is like you see a niche and a gap in the wall. فِيهَا مِصْبَاح. There's a lantern in it, placed nicely. الْمِصْبَاحُ فِي زُجَاجَةٍ. And the lantern is inside the glass. Now remember, when we talk about a lantern, is that part that burns. Right? The part that burns. And the outer part is the glass. Subhanallah. May Allah open our hearts to understand it. As-zujaja, the glass, Allah Ta'ala describes as As-zujajatu ka'annaha kawkabun durri. It's like a pearl, pearly white star. يُوقَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ زَيْتُونَ. It is lit by blessed oil, olive oil. لَا شَرْقِيَّةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةٍ. It is not from the lighter color that grows in the eastern side or the darker color that grows in the western side, but no, the best of the two. The best of the two worlds of types of olives, this, imagine it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Rabb, if only we can appreciate it. Allah Ta'ala says, يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِي وَلَوْ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُ نَارُ. Ya Allah. Then, the oil. When you look at the oil, it looks like it is lit already. وَلَوْ إِذَنْ ذَوْ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ. No light has attached it. It hasn't been lit yet. The oil alone shines so beautifully that you will think it's a light. It's shining. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٌ. Light upon light. يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah grants the nur whomsoever He wishes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to me and you inshallah. My brothers and sisters, truly, we find ourselves in each of us. We cannot judge the one and exclude the other. Even though we're talking about young Muslims, we're not classifying the young Muslims as bad people and you in darkness only. Alhamdulillah, there are some wonderful young people that set a better example than adults. And there are some adults that find themselves in the darkness. And that's why I'm glad to see young and less than young people here, alhamdulillah. The important thing is, my brothers and sisters, is what I'm hoping from our discussion today, that none of us walk out of here thinking, well, yeah, all of you who have this problem, go home and solve it. But rather, each of us think, Ya Allah, I have some of that in me. Now some of us might have 5%, or if you like me, 95% darkness. May Allah guide us, inshallah. But we have some of it, each of us sitting here. We have some level of disobedience to Allah. Some level of neglect to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt. We cannot pretend that I'm perfect, I obey Allah properly, that doesn't matter to me. No, it matters to all of us. And therefore, may Allah guide me and you, inshallah, that we make an effort to pull ourselves out of the darkness and lead ourselves as a community, as brothers and sisters, towards the nur, inshallah. And as you will see, inshallah, Ustaz Hajj will discuss some of the challenges that we face. I'm just, as I said, doing the introduction, setting the scene, and I hope I did justice to it. The main point is, let us understand the challenges. We don't judge each other for the challenges, rather let us understand the challenges and then make an effort to remedy it, inshallah. For parents, this is your opportunity to understand the challenge of your child and how we can help them out of those. Rather than condemn, shun, scold and scream at them, rather understand how difficult it is when somebody finds themselves in that darkness. That when they try to put their hand in front of them, they can't see it. If we have layers and layers and layers of spiritual darkness, no matter what verse of the Quran you use, no matter what sheikh you bring to the house, it's not going to matter until we break down these barriers of darkness. We have to work towards it. And it's not going to happen overnight, thinking, well, I've given him a 2-hour talk tonight, so he should be okay by tomorrow morning. That's not going to happen. It's a continuous effort for ourselves and as parents for our children. Help each other, help them. Break those barriers gradually, gradually. Soften the heart, soften it. Till the heart is ready to receive the nur. The eyes can see the light. And inshallah there will be guidance for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all on the straight path. May Allah ta'ala fill our hearts with the nur. It was a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua continues at length, asking for nur. The beloved Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best creation of Allah, felt it necessary to ask Allah for nur. We are so much more in need of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and keep us on the straight path, inshallah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.